father, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Tommy Pallotta, filmmaker of such films as Scanner Darkly, Waking Life, is going to be premiering some key information with his new production here first. This has never even been publicly discussed. So that is coming up in the third hour. I am going to go into overdrive today with the full fourth hour transmitted to our radio stations. So just want to give everybody a heads up on that front right now. Four-hour transmission today. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Mike in Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I wanted to ask you about a book, get your thoughts, and not discuss necessarily where the origins are, the validity of it, but have you read The Protocols of Zion? What's your thoughts on that?
Yes, I read it. I actually bought a copy of it in Walmart about 15 years ago. Hard to believe Walmart sells those, but I'm told they still do. And the political ideas of manipulating and controlling people that are contained in that book is a lot of the tricks that government uses. But you can go back to 2,040-something years ago and read The Battle for Gaul by Julius Caesar. And he talks about ways to manipulate the population. So the providence of those, I think the information is interesting for people to – it's kind of like reading Machiavelli's The Prince, written, what, 400-plus years ago. In fact, will you search when the Prince was written? Machiavelli wrote two books, but The Prince, you know, he got into how the different nation states of Italy, when it wasn't a unified country, had brought subterfuge and manipulation to a very high art. It's just that the protocols in the last 100 years got wide publication, and of course it was said that Jews, that rabbis had written it. And then there were reports that it had really been put out by the czars to have purges or pogroms against Jews. And a lot of people thought, wow, this is the first time these systems of control have ever been discussed, but it's not really the first time. But it is a dangerous fusion of different social control modes. Well, what's your take on it?
Well, yeah, that's why I said I didn't even want to get hung up on who the group was or what it was. It's just interesting to read. One of the things I want to ask you also along with that is that the New World Order has been able to be a very cohesive group behind whatever ideology they want to be behind. And us that are fighting it, I want to know how can we have an individual initiative but still have a cohesive force under what and what banner would that be?
Well, look, if you come out with one group that's with a leader, they can kill that person, they can cut the head off. But ideas are bulletproof. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. And so the idea of liberty versus tyranny, the globalists always want to make it about one group because there's evil in every group, evil in every nation. So then the resistance is limited to just that group instead of the systems used by mafias and corrupt organizations through government, generally, to control populations. But the world government is a corporate governance using scientific dictatorial systems they've developed to control the world through what they call full-spectrum dominance. And so they fund it all. They fund the radical Muslims. They fund the radical Zionist groups. They fund the communist Chinese. And it doesn't mean they control those groups at all times. They set them up to then finance both ends and play them off for a desired outcome. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, this is like four or five or six level three-dimensional chess. It's really an art form to be able to even understand it. And The Prince was written in 1513, and then he was exiled. He was arrested for it, and it wasn't published until 1533. Machiavelli. I suggest you read that. They give it to members of special forces, teach them how to be ruthless. We'll be right back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming up, we're going to get into the economy. I'm also going to break down the choice everyone has to make about the direction of our society. And I want to get into one of the biggest secrets of the New World Order coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll also get into North Korea wants to hear that Kim Jong-il's youngest son will take over. So North Korea is waiting to hear that Kim Jong-il's youngest son will take over. What a wonderful communist system where daddy gives it to Kim Jong-il and then now his little snot-nosed dictator son in waiting can be the new power. Meanwhile, Venezuela election loosens Chavez's grip on power. Opposition makes big gains in Congress as both sides claim victory and momentum for the 2012 presidential election. So we'll be talking about that. Also health and climate and energy. It's all coming up. And I want to get into why I think it's so important that the FDA is setting the precedent to not let you know if GMO food, GMO ingredients, genetically modified organisms, are in your food. Dealing with this salmon situation. It's not even salmon. It's a cross-species clone chimera. So that's coming up. But let's continue with your calls right now. Joe in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of take a few steps back. I'll tell you a little story that happened a little over 9 years ago. I used to work at a fairly good-sized ISP here in North Carolina. We had an OC-192 line, which is a really high-speed backbone network. And I was in contact with a bunch of engineers all over the country. And there used to be two places that were really important infrastructure-wise. One was in Washington, D.C., and the other one was out in California. And they're called May East and May West. Well, the company that I was working with, their engineers accidentally tapped into some what they called dark fiber, which is basically fiber that isn't being used. And anyhow, the contractor hooked up some test equipment and let it go off. And they went for a little lunch break. Next thing they know, some guys pull up in black SUVs, and all of them dressed like the Smiths out of The Matrix, fall in there with MP5 machine guns. And they quickly found out that that dark fiber wasn't so dark. It was actually being routed over towards the Pentagon.
No, all major ISPs, which then all miners wire through, under federal law, Telecommunications Act 1996, and they already had it set up before then, but under law, there is always a second set of pipes at main junctures where everything is run through it. And so that's basically what they were tapping into.
Yeah, they were. What it was is there's a redundant loop, several redundant loops now around Washington where there used to not be, or several really high, highly important places. But anyhow, they quickly found out that the government was on a whole bunch of stuff where they didn't think was lit up. And there's a whole lot more stuff out there that people don't know about.
What did they say to the engineer that had tapped into it?
They grilled him for about 2 hours to find out what the world was going on. They had everybody called out in the country, basically alerted to it. So they really grilled the guys, and they found out no, they weren't any type of Ford agents or anything like that, and that they were contracted through a company to provide the network services engineering. So anyhow, they took all their equipment offline real quick and kind of snapped things back into place. They, of course, had a couple IT guys with them, and they kind of straightened everything out, and they told them to pretty much leave the premises. So, like I said, it's been going on. They've been snooping for quite a bit.
What do you think of the Stuxnet worm and the media basically admitting that Israel did it, but then now they're saying they're going to use the attack that one of the Western governments launched as a pretext to come in with a cybersecurity takeover?
Mm-hmm. That would definitely be a definitely plausible way of taking hold of the network, yeah. There's a couple of pieces of literature, and if I can find them, I'll send them to you. It's nothing really classified, but it'll kind of broaden the horizons on what's going on. But anyhow,
well, that's what they've put in the last 15 years, Internet 2, between government and universities, and now they're tying it into the main web, and that's really another big snooping hub as well. I appreciate your call. Interesting intel, Joe. Let's talk to Shannon in Mississippi. Shannon, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Alex, I just wanted to get on the subject about the biological warfare that we're entering into about that salmon fish stuff. And it was interesting. About a week ago, I was listening to the little nightly news here, and they come on TV, you know, about the salmon and how good it is for you and how you should eat more of it, and they even went down to cutting the fish up and showing you how good the meat is. And this globalist guy was on there telling you, just eat more, it's good for you, this genetic fish that they've come out with. And I've tried to explain to everybody how they're coming out and trying to depopulize and just, I mean, we need three major things to live. We need air to breathe, we need food to eat, and we need water to drink. And the fluoride in the water, the food that they're getting at, I mean, it's unbelievable.
And they come out and talk to us like we're children. Oh, we've crossed this salmon with multiple insects, and we've crossed fish with corn, And, oh, in all the major studies, you know, when you eat the GMO corn or soybean, it increases cancer and organ failure and causes sterility. Now, that's all admitted, but it's good for you. And sodium fluoride's good for you. And mercury in the shots is good for your children, CBS News says nationally. And, you know, don't listen to the kooks. It's good to have a salmon that grows twice as fast and is twice the size. And so what if major universities did studies and found that within 40 generations or 40 years, this one GMO salmon will extinct regular salmon? You know, it's no big deal to have a part insect fish you eat. Come on. Come on, Shannon. The government cares about you. And it's even better. The government's saying they're not going to let it be labeled so you can make a choice, because they found that when the milk was labeled that it was genetically modified growth hormone, that you wouldn't drink it. So that's not on shelves anymore that you can find it, except for poor grocery stores where folks don't know any better. So we're just not going to let you know. Not only is it good for you, Shannon, but you're a child. We're not going to let you know. Doesn't that sound like freedom, Shannon?
Oh, yes. It's just, it's big time freedom. And you know, Alex, I try to talk to people and tell them, and they say, oh, you're so stupid. And then they start talking to me like I'm a child.
Well, because that's an attribute. They teach Americans, you don't have any Bill of Rights or Constitution, you don't have any pension, you don't have any private property, but you get to laugh at people that care and are informed. It's kind of like the Mike Judge movie Idiocracy, where he is in suspended animation in the Army for 200 years. He wakes up, and if you can talk, they make fun of you. And he goes into court and starts, you know, declaring his rights, and they're making fun of him because he can talk. And that's pretty soon like, we got one here that can read. And, I mean, I've had cops say to me, well, you quoting that Constitution, Mr. Fancy Pants, on me? I'm going to drink me some fluoride. I'm going to shoot my kids up with some mercury. I like it. And they have no idea. They think it's cute to be idiots, don't they?
Yes, sir, they do. And the harder I try, the more I try to talk to these people, I turn my back on them, Alex. And what I do, I go find somebody else that will listen. Or if you don't listen to me, go research yourself.
But let me explain this to you, Shannon, because I know you're a smart guy, and I want you to be able to telegraph this to them. Deep down, you know, the subconscious mind is conservatively over 100 times more powerful. Some studies show it may be thousands of times more powerful. Even the dumbest down, the dumbest fluoride head, mercury drinker, knows that things are wrong. But at a subconscious level, George Orwell called it Crime Stop. It's a crime to not worship tyranny in Big Brother land, in Airstrip 1. And so they get scared by what you're saying, and they have such little respect for themselves, and they're so intellectually lazy that they don't want to hear about something that gets in the way of, you know, whatever petty thing they're thinking about, whether it's cheating on their wife or partying or running the clock at work or hating their boss, whatever it is, or how they want to get tickets to some ball game or how they want a new chrome grill on their F1, you know, 50 pickup. But you are planting seeds in them. You are planting seeds, and because they don't respect themselves, because they see you as a peer, they don't respect you. So plant the seeds. The best thing is giving them a film, you know, a terror storm, an Endgame, an Obama deception, and say, tell me what you think of this video. You know, this is a video that's censored and suppressed, which is true, but then this is something, you know, they don't want you to see. And then if they think they're doing something naughty, they may go watch it. But don't feel bad. Keep it up. Go ahead.
And, Alex, one more thing I would like to say to all the listeners and everybody out there. Bush has said one thing that has come true. Obama has said nothing. Everything he says has been a lie. And I go with nothing that the globalists say or they're going for. But Bush said one thing, and I keep this in my head, and I want every listener, too, to listen to what I'm fixing to say. You're either with us or you're against us. And let me tell you something, I'm against them all the way.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, Shannon. Well, that puts your soul, your intellect, your integrity on the side of right. I mean, nobody can deny we're going from liberty to tyranny and that it stinks to high heaven. We're going to be right back after this quick break. They've got a bunch of GMO salmon they're trying to approve. Some have insect genes and others. This particular one has eel genetics bred into it.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Good day, Peter Kranchnemel from Midas Resources, September 27th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,340. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.57, $667.28 for a half ounce, and $333.64 for a quarter ounce. $1,334.57, $667.28, and $333.64.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We're going to be live in the fourth hour today, and I'm going to get into this more. But I was going from memory that these salmon have insect genes, this particular one. They got a whole bunch they're trying to approve right now. So Matt Ryan went to the university websites. It's bass with insect genes, carp with antifreeze designed into them, monkeys that glow in the dark on sale for more than a decade in Hong Kong and other places, glowing rhesus monkeys. It's a bunch of different salmon with multiple fish, multiple insects, and they test these before they're approved in big giant nets out on the edge of the ocean, and they get out all the time. And so, but even before they approve them, they're doing everything they can to infect the environment. Just like when Monsanto has its Roundup Ready soybean seeds get into somebody's field, or their corn seeds get in, they come in and spray your field with Roundup, and if any of the plants don't die, they know that some of their seeds got in, and in court cases, they'll find out of 100%, less than 3% of their genetics, meaning you didn't plant their seeds, their seeds got in and then bred with different generations of your plants, so it has a little bit of their genetics in it, and then the courts rule, yes, you're liable because they infected you. Oh, the globalists want to take all our rights to save the earth from carbon dioxide that plants respirate from. And then they let off oxygen that we breathe. The life cycle. Oh, it's so deadly, but let's have the Hadron Collider trying to break down antimatter. Let's have nuclear weapons everywhere, high-tech weapons, antimatter weapons. They admit they're developing, the Air Force does. Let's have GMO salmon, GMO crops. Everything's wonderful. Let's just totally change the genetic makeup of the planet, not having any idea what's going to happen. All the major evidence shows it goes from bad to worse. Honeybees already dying from it, just one form of BT corn. Other insects smell it and won't eat it. The honeybees pick up the pollen, kills them deader than a hammer. They now know in the major bee die-off zones in Europe and the U.S. and Canada, it's where one particular variant of corn is grown that grows a pesticide in it, where bugs won't eat it or they die. And then we're supposed to eat it, and then we're surprised when major university studies say massive organ failure in rats when they eat this. But none of that's a problem, because the news says that melamine is good for babies. It's not bad. They say mercury is good for your baby. If you're a new listener and you just tuned in, I'm not joking. I can play you CNBC saying lead's good for children. I can play you CBS saying mercury's good for children. I can play it all. Oh, don't believe me. Just search the term. News says mercury good for you. News says lead in toys good. You can't make this up. I mean, do you think I'm just making it up? They came out 3 months ago and said, yeah, the CIA makes fake Bin Laden videos, big deal. And they put it on TV. And yeah, the government grows the opium. It's no big deal. Blow that up for me, because they've got it on screen right now, but I can't read it from 10 feet away. Or just print it. Later I'll go over, because I thought I'd actually list it. It's by my desk to my left. Here it is. Genetically engineered fish under development. Let's just go over a few of those. And you can read everything they're doing. They're crossing rainbow trout with two types of salmon, Atlantic salmon with other salmon and eels and insects, bass with insects. We got to find out what type of insect. It just says insect. I remember one of these succulent fish has delicious German roach added. Oh, there's nothing like German roach. And, of course, it's hard to then find out exactly what this stuff does. You know, they claim for every one genetic trait they get, say a bigger fish that grows faster, that it could cause thousands of random spinoffs. And then as those fish breed with each other, the genetics just keep mutating and changing. But, hey, if it's killing the honeybees, it must be good, huh? Here's a fish they're crossing with strawberries and potatoes. Here's a salmon they're crossing with a rabbit. Oysters that they're crossing with salmon. Boy. Oh, and they're also adding a growth hormone genetic code. Sounds nice. Wow. And it's not just the U.S. doing this. China, Korea, India, Canada, New Zealand, let's say Cuba, U.K. Fish to other life forms. Oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. They're putting salmon genes in the rabbits you eat. I'm sorry. It wasn't rabbit and salmon. It was salmon and rabbit. I've got to... By the way, guys, people won't believe me. Search the term... it was Taiwan or Hong Kong, maybe South Korea. The point is, I saw it 10 years ago, BBC. Glowing monkeys for sale. Glowing monkeys with jellyfish. Crossing monkeys with jellyfish. That's the search.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back. The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America. Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive? After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp? And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want!
It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues with no significance, and classism, statism, and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberals, Democrats, conservatives, Republicans. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control of the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. It's in your court.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to get to Matt Wilson, Danny, and Christopher, and others. I also need to get into the economy here, at least briefly. And I promised in the first hour to later in this hour get into a brainstorm I had this morning. It really lays out the choices that we have in this society to make, and we better choose wisely. But the biggest point I want to make is we need to understand that it's up to us individuals to put out the alternative to the New World Order, to not just fight the New World Order, but to put out the alternative. But that starts with the awakening that there is a alternative. It's that simple. Special breaking news next hour with award-winning filmmaker Tommy Pallotti. He'll be premiering some very interesting information here. I'm just going to leave it at that until he joins us. I'll be live the full fourth hour today as well. And that's when I'm going to get into this in full, just because I need to get to your calls as well. I promise to do that. So what, do I break the promise to take those calls, or do I break the promise to cover this hour? I'll at least recap this before the hour ends and give you preludes to it. In the third hour when Tommy Pallotta joins us, but time is running down fast, and I've got all this other news I want to hit as well. But I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up yet again, the owner of the GCN radio network, GCNlive.com. And I wanted to let you know some of the news that's up at the network website. They also have a free iPhone app, not just for my show, but all the great shows on Genesis. It's the dollar stupid, a Kurt Nemo story today, breaking down why the central banks are devaluing global currencies, not just the dollar. We're going to talk about that now with Ted here in a moment. That's at GCNlive.com. Also, gold is expected to keep rising this week. Another report there. Also, we've got the Stuxnet false flag launch for web takeover. The government launches the attack. The global government does. They admit the Israelis have launched it, part of that global government, and then say their answer is taking your internet freedom away. See, cybersecurity is an internet attack system. The Pentagon admits that. Also, NRA supports frivolous micro-stamping evaluation study act to basically ban all the guns that were previously made and make all new guns stamp the shell casings as they come out. We're going to be talking about that. That's at GCNlive.com. Also, FDA refuses to require labeling of genetically modified salmon. That's big news up at GCNlive.com. And another big article that dovetails with what we're about to cover with Ted, this from the Activist Post, Eric Blair, great researcher and writer. Notice his pen name is the true name of George Orwell. George Orwell was Eric Blair's pen name. Banksters inflate speculative food bubble. UN offers global governance a solution. We told you 2 years ago the UN was planning to do this. Now they're doing it. That is coming up. And we'll get Ted's take on that. All commodities are going to rise as currencies are devalued in a coordinated lowering. And that's what the G20 has said they're doing. They're going to devalue all the global currencies, and as they're devaluing it, they are printing it for themselves. The central banks, when you hear about a bailout, 90-plus percent of that, well, Bloomberg boiled it down best last year, of $30 of U.S. bailout money, $30, $1 goes to you. See, they sell globalism that, oh, let's tax the rich and give it to the poor. No, let's tax the middle class, the poor, everybody, and make the middle class poor so they can't stand up to the globalist and give it to the centralizers to expand their power. I mean, it's elementary. Under globalism, they don't take Rupert Murdoch's money and give it to you. And they don't take it and send it to Venezuela, as Glenn Beck said. They take it and send it to Rupert Murdoch. They take your money and send it to Rupert Murdoch. That's globalism, through tax money. You know, Fox News, CNN, they're all funded by behavior placement by the federal government. In fact, people won't believe that. Search the term right now, behavior placement, NBC. That was just the last article I saw. I believe it was Wall Street Journal. Got to love Rupert Murdoch reporting on another media outlet being given government funds when they all do it. That's why our money bomb is so important. We're funded by you. If we're going to finish this studio right and launch it soon and be able to hire the staff we need and the equipment, we need that money bomb October 14th to be a success. But in the interim, it's the purchase of the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the materials that funds our operation. Plus, you get powerful T-shirts to spread the word, bumper stickers, the most viral films in history to get to others that aren't awake. Remember, you know what's going on now, but this doesn't happen through osmosis. You've got to now carry that to people, and more folks are ready to hear. Yeah, the Huffington Post has got that headline. Let's put it back up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and I can read the headline so radio listeners can search the term and see it. NBC's behavior placement. NBC pushes eco-friendly messages through shows, and then they admit, with federal government funding. Well, I can play internal Fox News Corp video released to their employees from 3 years ago, where they admit they're getting government funding to brainwash you to accept carbon taxes. And I'm not in a Fox bashing fest. I'm here explaining they're all bought off. And you need to understand at the end of the day that's the case. We are funded by you. They found the Wall Street Journal. Here it is. What your TV is telling you to do. NBC's Universal shows are sending viewers signals to recycle, exercise, and eat right. Why? And it goes on to admit, here's a more important term to search. Then I'm going to stop and go to Ted. An even more important term to search. Let me pull up the exact headline. GAO rules fake news illegal. Every dollar, and this came out under Bush, but it was going on decades ago, and now it's expanding. GAO rules or says fake news illegal. Tens of billions of dollars. What was it, $3-plus billion just for brainwashing fake news, paying the news to say Head Start was good? And then all those reporters they bought off, in some cases millions apiece. Armstrong Williams, $250,000 to go tell people it's conservative to federalize education. Or just government funding fake news. That should bring it up for you. While Ted's talking, we'll find it and pull it up. But this is going on. We're funded by you. This is real. This is organic. And so our success is up to you, whether it's spreading the word about the broadcast or sending friends the free iPhone app so they can listen or buying books and videos. It's up to you. Gold hits record at $1,300 an ounce, silver at 30-year high, Reuters. Here's Kurt Nemo's story. It's the dollar, stupid. For the sixth day in a row, the price of gold has skyrocketed. Monday, the precious metal climbed a 30-year high as fiat paper money values tumbled and went to above $1,300 an ounce. Gold for immediate delivery rose as much as 0.3% to an all-time high of 1,315 cents an ounce. It's even more in the futures options. There is a net devaluing of currencies. James Moore, an analyst, told Bloomberg this morning, gold gained as Ireland prepares to bail out Anglo-Irish Bank Group, a speculation other European banks lack adequate capital. What did Chapman say would be next? England and Ireland. The dollar fell after Ben Bernanke announced the Federal Reserve is prepared to launch a new round of quantitative easing by buying millions of dollars of bonds. The Federal Reserve basically buys bonds from itself. Now, the Federal Open Market Committee, September 21st statement said it will continue to monitor the economic outlook and financial developments and is prepared for more quantitative easing or buying its own debt. Zimbabwe, Weimar Republic, Argentina. We always make fun of Africa and Latin America and poor areas of Asia for never getting their act together. Well, they never had stable currencies. They've been run by the IMF and World Bank for 50 years. What do you expect? And they were colonial outposts that never threw off the empires like we did in 1776, baby. You know what Mexico would be like if it had a free system like we did and its culture hadn't become corrupted to accept it? It got triple the resources we do. It'd be a jewel, a Valhalla of nations. Gold rises the fourth day in New York on currencies outlook, silver gains, Bloomberg. And it goes on to say the same thing Nemo just reported. And in futures, it's hit a record of $1,301.60. Silver climbed as much as 24.6 cents to $21.64.5. Amazing. Okay, let's bring Ted Anderson up here briefly. Ted, again, global coordinated quantitative easing, that means giving more tax money to the bankers as they devalue the currency, and gold continuing to stay up there at that 1300 psychological level. They keep trying to push it down, but it booms right back up. We're now seeing wild spikes throughout the day this week and last week. What does that mean to you in 31 years in the gold and silver business?
Well, it just means that gold and silver is getting to be tougher to buy. I mean, I'm out there in the marketplace trying to, you know, scour through all these different wholesalers and so on and so forth in the marketplace to try to get enough quantity to keep shipping gold to my customers. And it's getting more and more difficult. I had my buyer tell me today those buffalo coins are going to become scarce and we better stop selling them. I said, the heck we will. We'll find them, you know, if we have to look under every rock, nook, and cranny, we'll get them for our customers. I need to tell you, Alex, it's getting tough out there. It's the coin shops that are out in these local areas are running out of material to even sell at all. They probably won't have any. It's just like we had it here just within the last couple of years when Bernanke and Paulson were talking about economic meltdown and we needed to bail out the economy. When George Bush was leaving, it got to be crazy like this. A year ago, it was crazy like this, and we're running into the same thing. And you're talking about collaboration with the central banks. Right now, the central banks are collaborating and they're trying to stop or slow down what they're selling into the marketplace because they're getting stuck on these short positions. And so they're not selling anymore. The prices are going up. Like you said, gold went up over $1,300 an ounce today. Silver, $2,156. I mean, it's been a real good day for trading in gold and silver. The stock
market. Well, here's the big issue, because I haven't talked to you today. Again, you sold out of the gold you bought 2 months ago and, you know, passed on the $100 an ounce savings to people. You didn't raise the price, even though you had the gold that you bought lower. You sold at the original price. You sold out of the stuff you bought a month ago. Last Friday, you were getting ready to sell out of stuff you bought 2 weeks ago, you know, when gold was 50-something bucks under what it is now. What do you have left at the super low price in gold and silver?
Well, I'm still holding my prices right now, Alex. I do still have the Walking Liberty half at $10.50, and I am still trading the francs at 279 and 357 for the sovereigns. That's despite the fact that gold's gone up over $1,300 an ounce. We are still offering that one-year full subscription to the International Forecaster just by buying one franc. That's just absolutely out of this world, a great buy. The Walking Liberty halves at $10.50 with silver now going up to $21.56 an ounce is just becoming even that much more attractive. I just can't say it enough. People really should be moving on this stuff. I'm holding my prices down just because I know there's a lot of people out there that are getting excited about gold and silver. They want to buy, and I have some inventory left, and I'm just holding it today. My traders are telling me I have to raise prices, and my traders are telling me I have to pull items off the list that I can sell completely. Just because of the way that things are going on in the marketplace. Alex, it's not going to be easy to sell gold here in the future. Companies like mine are going to have customers all over the place that want to buy, but to have the quantity to sell to them and be able to deliver it in a timely manner is going to become more and more difficult. And it would not be surprising to me to see Kitco post something like that, like they did just a couple of years ago, you know, making announcements that they're shipping late. You know, it is just one of those times in the market.
You've got the gold and silver, though, right now. Tell them it's the radio Alex Jones special, or you will pay the higher price, which is still a great deal. But this is the loss leader, and it's going to be ending very soon. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You also have a good deal on the Buffaloes, which are always hard to get. Every year they've been selling out. The U.S. Mint only puts out a limited number. This is a gorgeous coin, 24-karat gold. You're running very low on them at the low price. Tell folks about the Buffalo, Ted.
Yeah, the Buffalo coin, the Mint has already stopped their production. So they what's out there is out there. There's not going to be more of them for this year. And I can't remember. It was just into $1,300 an ounce. I can't remember the exact price. The salespeople have it. It's like $1,320-something. But it's
that's insane. Yeah, that's insane. If it's $1,320, that's completely insane. Everywhere else, those Buffaloes are $1,400 that I've seen them.
Yeah, anyways, honestly, Alex, I have to pull the price up to know, but, you know, here's the
thing.
Well,
go pull it up. I mean, ask them to know, because I want to find out on that. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Please continue, Ted.
Yeah, well, that's just the whole point, Alex. I mean, the supply is being, you know, depleted by the people that want to buy. The stock market's taking a dump today. I mean, everybody that's been investing in bonds and real estate and, you know, annuities and there's all these different vehicles for investing, traditional type vehicles that you put into IRAs and 401k plans and all these various different investment portfolios, you know, trusts. All that stuff is just getting hammered so hard that people are now turning to gold and silver.
They are. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you for that report. We're going to come back, jam some phone calls in, then Tommy Pallotta joins us. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products that teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're trying to get a video Skype connection to the Netherlands with Tommy Pallotta. He'll be on with us at about 8 after next hour. I'll be live during the fourth hour as well as I break down the big secrets of the New World Order. I knew that a week or so ago it was 1320, but they sold out of that. I looked it up. It's $1,390 for that that ounce buffalo, and because I knew 1,400 is where most people are selling it, so it's still a good deal. But they've got on the Franks are even better, and that silver half dollar, you can't beat that at $1,050. 800-686-2237 was that number. Okay, I'm going to take calls this segment and the next. Let's be quick so we get to everybody. Wilson in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm just feeling so glad to be alive in this time in history, you know. It's very, very a big threat we're facing, but it's just good because we can overcome it and just really do good. Like, it's very time in history. Very special time in history. So I have two quick questions for you. My first question is, I called when Don Adams was on, but I didn't get to ask you the question. It was really for him, but it's for you now. What do you think John F. Kennedy would have changed the course of history if he wouldn't have been killed?
Yes, Kennedy was a very complex person and certainly wasn't an angel, but he'd been in serious combat, almost been killed, had his back broken. And he wrote about through his personal pain, he found empathy. His father had a stroke when he was president, so couldn't control him. His mob boss dad, Joe Kennedy, was a mob boss on record. And he was going to have real civil rights. He cut taxes by 50% in one bracket, 30% in another. Tax receipts doubled. He was really going to try to have a second American renaissance. He'd given the order to pull us out of Vietnam. He'd given the order to begin the abolishment of the Federal Reserve and to audit the Fed. He had really decided to do some good things. It wasn't going to be the great society of euthanize, you know, black babies or whatever, and, you know, call it liberal. I mean, it was going to be really try to lift all Americans up, and they blew his head off. So that's the bottom line.
Yes, that's very unfortunate. But like you say, and you keep saying, one of my favorite quotes, an idea cannot be killed. So, and my second and final question is, I see on the news Bill Clinton speaking about his global initiative, Clinton's global initiative. And, to some people, it would seem like, you know, he's trying to do a good thing. And the United Nations will be trying to do a good thing, you know, delivering food, giving water. So I would like for you to please explain to me, my friends and family, why these people and these kind of things are not good.
Well, I mean, many UN experts talk about the fact that the UN's basically an intelligence front for the private megacorp, the megacorporations, and they'll go in and put in a windmill and give the kids a TV set where they can go get education, but the education is brainwashing, and along with that then comes the vaccines that sterilize them, comes the polio shots that actually kill them. I mean, that's on record every year. They go, oopsie, the polio vaccine was actually live. It killed a bunch of people. And so it's like Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I mean, it's like the city of Austin, you know, giving Planned Parenthood a free building, or taxpayers have got to pay for abortions in Travis County where I live, elective abortions. So they always put a liberal face on it. But if you look at the Copenhagen Treaty, they told Africa, Latin America, Asia, oh, you're going to get tax money from Americans. And then they got the treaty, and it said we're going to put even more taxes on you than the West, and you're not going to get any of the money. It's going to be to pay the IMF and World Bank. So, I mean, it's just all a bunch of hype. I mean, Bill Clinton is there to tell minorities how much he loves them, so they'll let him send in the UN to murder them. I mean, look at the UN funding the situation with the Hutus and Tutsis, funding the Hutus to kill the Tutsis in the early 1990s. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.